a Tulsa pastor and Republican congressional hopeful drops out of the race one day after advancing to a runoff. FEMA public assistance reimbursements arrive for those who fought last year's destructive fires in and around Roger Mills County. And the Oklahoma Sooners advance to the championship finals of the Men's College World Series. This is the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, June 18, 2026. I'm Jim Johnson. Tulsa pastor Jackson Lawmeyer suspended his campaign for Congress just one day after advancing to a runoff in a crowded Republican primary. Anna Pope reports this comes after inappropriate texts with a former campaign staffer came to light.
Lawmeyer is a pastor at Sheridan Church in Tulsa whose claim to political fame is a founder of a group called Pastors for Trump. He was widely seen as a favorite for the seat following a May endorsement from President Donald Trump. However, earlier this week, he faced reports of infidelity in a texting scandal and has since addressed the messages in a relationship that he says crossed boundaries with a former staffer. In a social media post, Lawmeyer writes that he does not want to be a distraction to his family, church, and constituency. The president switched his endorsement to Mark Tedford, who was Republican voters' top choice in the primary. He will now automatically move on to face a Democratic challenger, former Tulsa school board member John Croissant. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
More than a year after tens of thousands of acres burned in Roger Mills County, firefighters there are set to be reimbursed for their work. FEMA announced last week that the county will get about $500,000 to cover expenses from the 840 Road Fire. More than 27,000 acres burned in the county. The large wildfire was one in a series that broke out last year on March 14th. High winds and dry vegetation caused widespread fire weather, resulting in four deaths and hundreds of damaged homes. FEMA's reimbursement announced this month comes from its public assistance program. Neighboring states like New Mexico and Texas also received funding for past weather disasters. The Oklahoma Sooners baseball team advanced to the championship finals of the Men's College World Series last night with an 11-4 win over the Georgia Bulldogs. The Sooners have hit 43 home runs in their last 16 games, including five in last night's contest. They'll look to continue that offensive explosion against their next opponent, the North Carolina Tar Heels. The best of a three-game championship series begins Saturday evening at 7 p.m. and can be seen on ESPN. OU is seeking its third national title in baseball after winning it all in 1951 and then again in 1994. You can find out more about this public media service that offers both the AM and PM news briefs and other podcasts as well at our website, kgou.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.